Go.
Ian.
I don't know. Ian came back like mid-sentence for me. So
I know. It was very bizarre.
I'm back. Sorry, I had all those pre-show distractions that I needed to get out of my system.
Right.
Now I'm ready for some top-notch broadcasting. Although, I mean, I don't even see why we bother. I mean, the show peaked last week. It'll never be that good again. Ray finally giving the listeners what they want.
Apparently.
All Craig and only Craig audio.
Oh, I had no idea what you were talking about.
It's like a dream come true.
That is a dream come true.
It's our highest rated show ever, I'm sure. They got to just fill in our audio with their own made up audio.
And yeah, I'm sure it was way
Craig,
better.
You're so cool.
Thanks, Polly Pockets. I don't know. What is Cartman's doll's name? Something like that.
Polly Prissy Pants?
Yeah, Polly Prissy Pants. Thanks, Polly Prissy Pants.
Ray, would you like to be Clyde Frog?
I don't remember Clyde Frog. Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, I remember it being in the show, but does he do a voice for Clyde Frog?
I don't think so. The only Cartman dolls I remember are Polly Prissy Pants and Clyde Frog.
Uh-oh, the old man says that tonight's unmasking is great. Ian's not watching anymore, so it's very sad for me.
I mean, I could be back on at any moment, but right now I'm out.
I have to watch The Masked Singer all by my lonesome.
Brondiac in for the win. I'm not watching, so, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what you do.
That's not, it's just not my jam.
It's fair. Did you watch the creepy knockoff show?
No.
Hmm.
I have no interest in that show.
You don't want to watch I'm a Dumb Digital Avatar?
Nope.
Instead of a person in a mask?
Nope. See, the person in a mask has like a 15% chance of being someone I will know. Dumb Avatar show is just some random chump off the street.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a celebrity guessing thing.
No, no, dude, it's like, it's just American Idol with fake digital people.
Oh, that's a real, that's a super duper downer.
Yeah, I have no time for that. I can't go for that. No, no. Did I lose everybody again? Got really
no.
Okay.
Nope, I'm always down for some Hall & Oates.
All right.
I don't think we had any follow-up to it.
Are they the best thing that ever came out of Philly outside of, like, cheesesteaks?
I don't know. Boys to Men is up there.
Ooh, that's true. They're real good.
I was like, I can't believe that would be true, but I don't have
anything.
Yeah,
there's lots of good things that have come out of Philly. There's just, it's mixed with
all the bad things that have come out of Philly?
Disproportional bad things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Roots are from Philly. They seem nice.
I didn't know they were from Philly. Motown Philly back again.
Hall & Oates is definitely...
Don't
I was singing that on my way to work today.
Swing.
In a minute. That was stuck in my head. Now it's a... So, I have this week been having slightly varied but reoccurring nightmares about bobcat attacks. And I don't know why or what it's all about.
Like, those are probably premonitions telling you don't go into the woods, Ian.
Well, it's not always in the woods. The first one on Monday, we were at some sort of animal park, and the bobcat got out and started to attack Owen, and I woke up screaming. And then
Just Kurt wants to know if you're being attacked by Bobcat Goldthwait.
No, not Goldthwait. That guy's awesome. I feel like we would get along. And then last night, the bobcat was trying to attack my brother. I was less worried because he's an adult man. But I still was concerned. So I'm hoping it tapers off. But yeah, I don't like... It's like a bobcat jamboree around here. I looked up... I was looking up last night to see if I was worth risking getting COVID to go to Altoona Comic Con. And a bunch of people who I wanted to see are no longer on the guest list. But they were all replaced by Frau Farbizna from the Austin Powers movies, all the trauma came flooding back almost instantly.
Are we ready to move forward?
Sure. I think so.
Donkey teeth with the give it a little tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap, tap, tap-a-roo. Don't you want to go home? Home.
You're too good for your home.
Is today 311? Does that sound right?
Today?
Well, episode 311. Does that sound correct?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we can get some 311 music for this episode without getting sued, that would be cool too.
Okay. Let's move forward. Alright, greetings true believers, welcome to the 311th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes, dude. It goes. I need to, you know, go see this James Bond movie. That's what I think is going. But
do you?
I do.
Okay. You'll have to tell me about it.
Yeah.
I
really like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it conceptually. And I love, Daniel Craig as James Bond. Again, mm-hmm. in my mind, but I worry, am I like so many others who saw Casino Royale, loved it, saw zero more movies after that, and then am now like, oh no, he's not going to do Bond anymore. I should see this one.
I have seen them all. I enjoy him as Bond, so.
I bet. He seems okay.
Yeah. All right, this is the week of,
Solid second.
Yeah, 10-6 to 10-13. And you still know what year it is.
Mm.
And the 5-day 4-star crash!
Ah, my liver!
Of the Titans. Last we spoke on the 29th, it was North Star versus Thanos. Ian, did you North Star?
No.
I couldn't remember where your North Star was.
One.
Oh, you're at the other popular zero, one. Zero. Okay.
Yeah, 1-0-0. Not happening.
I should not have asked. On the 4th, you had Cletus versus Doc Ock.
Did that happen already? Is that today?
That was 2 days ago.
What? Oh, man.
Have you played Puzzle Quest this week?
I thought I had.
I haven't been getting any, you know, nobody's playing, so.
I really felt like, I feel confident that I will play and probably be successful.
Okay. Well, we all have the same build of Cletus, so that's something for once.
Wow. Good on us.
Yeah. And the next one is going to be part of the anniversary. That's going to be your Devil Dino time.
Right on.
Hey, I'm super excited. My, like, daily reward this week was, like, a Shuri, like, today.
Huh. Oh.
Cover for whatever day this was in my travels. But I was like, wow, Shuri, that's not Shuri. I'm sorry, Okoye.
Oh.
Let me replace Shuri with somebody much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an Okoye cover today. I was like, whoa. I'm like, I need those. I don't even close to having her champed at all.
I'm going to say. So that means, potentially, if all rewards are the same, if all rewards are created equal, I will someday soon
see an Okoye?
Have Okoye rostered.
Yeah. Storyland, Cosmic Crash is running. That'll get you Falcon, Kate Bishop, some Banner shards. Placement is Ronin and the Shang-Chi shards. It's held up by Operation Spider Silk. That'll get you Spidey, Ronin, the Shang-Chi. Placement is insert new character here. And some Electro shards. That'll be followed up by introducing new character here. Right now, the class of 2021 is running. That'll get you Magneto and Wolfsbane. Placement rewards are Devil Dino and some Samurai Dreams shards. All right, let's talk about Alidian pick. Anniversary first or new character?
Let's go new character because I'm excited about that.
New character.
Because I can't believe I'm right.
Yeah, nothing moves the Blob.
Yeah, I'm genuinely flabbergasted. So, before we started the show last week, some sort of turtle-shaped bot that exists in our Discord
mm-hmm.
told me that it's absolutely going to be Absorbing Man. And I was like, oh, well, that's ruined for me. No big deal. I will just, you know, intentionally misdirect or not guess. And so I went for an intentional misdirection. Totally not at all. So, take that, Mr. Dibbles. Mind your own business, you dumb bot. Yeah, so the Blob, he's got a sweet mustache and everything.
Boy, I hate this art something fierce.
Why?
He's got like a Confederate jacket on, a terrible mustache, a gold necklace from the 70s. That's terrible. Give me the Blob from the video game.
The spandex Blob?
Yeah, way better.
Nobody likes spandex, dude.
That's Blob is bad. That is a not good looking Blob right there. Anyway, let's talk about him. He's a 4-star villain.
It said it last week. Don't tell me I'm wrong. You and your crazy bots.
It is green, it is black, it is yellow.
There we go. That's what it said.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Samurai and I are having an out loud / typing back and forth in Discord that nobody on the show can enjoy.
There you go.
Sorry, everybody else.
The green power, bring down the house. 8 green. Destroy 4 random basic and team up tiles in the bottom half of the board. That's interesting. Destroy tiles, deal damage, do not gain AP. At level 5, you're destroying 12 tiles from just half the board. So that's a lot of board shake. Black Power. This is a passive. At the start of his turn, the blob grabs hold of all strike, attack, and protect tiles in the bottom two rows, converting them into friendly two-turn countdown tiles that, when expired, have an effect based on what kind of tile was converted.
Whoa, what?
If it was a strike tile, the blob's match damage increases by 30%. If it was an attack tile, it deals a little bit of damage. If it was a protect tile, it restores the blob's health. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You got to go one more time because I'm going to have to read this sometime in the future. I look like a fool.
If, at the start of the turn.
Yes.
If there are strike, attack, or protect tiles in the bottom two rows.
Oh, okay.
The blob turns them into two-turn countdown tiles that do a different effect depending on what they were.
Right, depending on what type of special tile they were.
The problem is that conflicts with his green power, which destroys things in the bottom half of the board. I guess maybe if all the special tiles are at the top, this will get him to the bottom.
Right, and the green power only destroys basic and team-up tiles, so it won't destroy specials.
Oh, there's using your noodle. That is a way to get those tiles to the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't put those two things together. As you go up and level at level 5, they are one-turn countdown tiles, increasing his match damage by 120%, dealing 575 damage, or restoring 575 health. Well, you get a bunch of those increased match damage by 120. That would really add up right there.
Yeah, real quick. Well, yeah. Nothing stops the blob.
Nothing moves the blob. The passive. Next one. Yellow is called unmovable. Nobody moves the blob.
Exactly.
If the enemy team has already made their first match of the turn and will deal damage with another match, blob moves to the front. Oh, boy. And creates a strength protect tile. Limit of one tile per turn. Passive, the second part of the passive, all match damage dealt to the blob is reduced by 20%. That's good. As you go up in level, at level 5, it's reducing match damage done by 90%. Man, taking 90% less damage is a whole lot of less damage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So, wow.
And creating protect tiles on top of it.
Yeah, this has to be, he's got to be like a 3-5-5 build, right? Because, you know, five-star character match damage is, you know, where you're making your bread and butter.
Yeah, I understand, but destroying those tiles from the bottom to bring down the specials, I mean, at level 3, you're only destroying 6, but...
Yeah. I think I would have maxed the effect, though, to get to that match damage increase by 120.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to run them 3-5-5 in a year and a half.
Right. I don't know. Anyway, it looks interesting.
Anybody know what the blob's name actually is?
Doesn't ring a bell. I'm sure everybody but me does, but...
I'm pretty sure it says right at the top of the article, Fred Dukes.
Huh. Ah, Fred Dukes.
Okay. I could not think of his name at all. He's got the Daisy Dukes. All right, what do we got? Release schedule.
I certainly hope not.
Introducing the blob, running the 7th to the 16th. So that is tomorrow. It rewards ISO 8 and Heroic Token. Blob Modern Shards are in Progression Rewards. In Operation Spider Silk, there are tokens to the Spider Silk cover pack, and Blob is in placement rewards there. The 11th to the 15th is Hearts of Darkness. The Blob is in progression rewards there. Welcome to Shield is running the 10th to the 15th. You got Blob in progression rewards there, and rewards tokens to the Blob and Foes Vault. In the Versus, in the Devil Dino Versus event, Blob's in placement there. And his event is called Mass Appeal. That's good. That's running the 10th to the 13th. He's in progression rewards there and reward tokens to the Blob and Foes Vault. That vault runs the 10th to the 16th. It's got 3 4 stars, one Blob, one Drax, one Rando. There you go.
So the Blob in Daisy Dukes reminded me. Did I tell you that, not the most recent time, but the slightly most recent time, when I was down on vacation in Virginia without Ray, we went to a place called Luray Caverns, and just outside of Luray Caverns, Cooter owns a restaurant, museum, and gift shop.
How was those caverns? Because awesome. I want to go there.
What's that?
I said, how were those caverns? I want to go there.
Oh, they're nice. I really enjoyed them. If you enjoy that kind of thing.
I do.
I give them 2 thumbs up.
How walkable are they for my partner?
100%.
Okay.
So it's distance... It took a long time to walk through them, but not physically exerting. What's that?
But not like overly physically exerting.
Yeah, I would say probably safe. Like everything is, you know, paved and wide and smooth, and there's handrails every step of the way. Like, there's no natural flooring, so there's nothing like that that you have to navigate.
Okay.
But, you know, there are slight elevation changes, which I didn't love.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Cooter's Place was good. There's an antique car and toy museum next to the Larry Caverns. If you enjoy caverns, check them out.
Crazy Cooter coming at you. All right, so there you go. What was his name? Daisy Dukes? Fred Dukes? Wait, Fred Dukes? What's the name of the... Isn't that the guy in Bloodsport?
No, that's Frank Dukes. And that's with an X.
Okay. I don't know. It's all blurred together for me, dude.
Ian is on top of that Bloodsport trivia.
Yeah, yeah. let me slap me down fast.
Let me tell you which guy on this podcast is a is a closet Jean-Claude Van Damme fan.
Hey, man, it's the muscles from Brussels.
Oh, man. That movie, Lionheart, that's some good watching. Time Cop, oh.
What about Kickboxer?
Kickboxer's great, too, but that's almost an okay movie.
Yeah.
Time Cop, on the other hand.
The Kumite.
What's the one with him and Rodman? Double Trouble?
I don't know, dude.
That's another gem.
All right, let's talk about the anniversary event.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it has been 8 years of Marvel Puzzle Quest. That's a lot of years.
Yeah, it is.
The anniversary season will be running the 7th to the 17th. There will be vaults, including covers for Devil Dino, Howard the Duck, and Taskmaster. Anniversary versus events with Devil Dino, followed by Taskmaster, and more. And more, Ian.
I know.
Anniversary tokens will be available every day of the anniversary by playing with Devil Dino. So play with Devil Dino every day.
You have to use Devil Dino to get tokens?
That's what it says.
Okay.
So do that like you do your Deadpool. Play Devil Dino. It will be double ISO 8 during this time.
Sweet.
Except for Deadpool's Nightly Games, which makes a return.
Oh.
If you remember that one, that was the one that had, like, what, Battleship and...
Yeah, Battleship and Checkers and...
Yeah, that's all coming back.
Yeah.
So you got those going on, and it says check back each day for new Hero Point, Command Point, and other bundles containing fan-voted favorite characters and tokens to buff up your rosters. You'll get a token for the anniversary vault starting tomorrow after you log in. This is a special thank you. For those weird people who buy ISO 8, it's 10 times ISO 8 on sale.
I mean, ooh. 10 times.
That makes it almost worth it.
Right.
No, it doesn't. What else we got? We talked about the events. We got the Blob. Devil Dino's the Crash on the 9th. The Blob's events on the 10th. There's a versus event of What If on the 12th. Curious to see what that is.
Yeah.
And the 14th is the Taskmaster event.
Oh.
And then Web Wonder is going to run. For that? I don't know.
Okay.
But Web Wonder will be running again, so you get another one of those Howard the Duck covers.
Yeah, that's fine.
So there you go. Lots of exciting stuff there. Can't believe it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And then, Ian, we got a clue for the next new character.
Uh-oh.
It's a 5-star character.
Okay.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
The clue is half of none.
Error divided by zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's this clue at? I didn't even see this.
It's in the script. It says so right there.
All right, so you just
where did you find it?
It was in the What's New MPQ listing, I believe, for this week. Yeah. 5-star tees. Half of none.
Nice.
So right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I can't believe that I've gotten a couple right recently. I thought I'm usually too far in the weeds.
Is that like part of some phrase, like half of none but all of one, or something like that?
I don't know a phrase like that. I'm just going with Slug as Mr. Negative. Although half of none, I'm not sure how you get negative, but
yeah, I don't know. So what are you gonna do? I guess we'll figure out when that character comes out.
Yeah.
Anything else in the news world? No?
All right. I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Excitement, Ian. Hit me with your top three.
Oh, my top three. All right. Let's see what we're doing this week. Do you guys want to do Urban Legends this week?
Not really, but we're going to do it anyway.
All right. Good. All right. My number one.
Uh-huh. How about number three?
We'll come later. I'll start with my number three. If you've listened to this segment before, or if you have listened to me in general, I usually gravitate and hover right around the classics. But nay, I will deviate slightly for this list because for number three, I do love me some Slender Man.
Huh.
Usually I hate the internet and I hate everything that's ever caused or brought, but Slender Man's pretty cool. He's got a dapper looking suit. He menaces people, but not really. He just kind of looms in the shadows. I assume he hurts things, but, you know, I don't know what he's all about, but he's very tall and very lean. So I like that he keeps himself fit. Yep, keen eye for fashion. Slender Man, number three.
Is there maybe just like Mr. Green Jeans at night?
What? What's a Mr. Green Jeans?
You remember Mr. Green Jeans?
I do.
Is he a character on Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah. He was tall and lanky and skinny.
I don't think he acted anything like Slender Man.
I'm saying this is what he did at night. During the morning, he hung out with Captain Kangaroo. At night, he was a horrible murderer. I don't know.
Captain Kangaroo just got dark.
Yeah.
I know.
Man, Ian, let's make that into a movie. Let's write this into a movie.
Well, I would not be.
That Slender Man was actually Mr. Green Jeans at night, and we can have him leaving the Captain Kangaroo, you know, show, and then going out and doing horrible things.
Nope, I'm with you, because I googled it just to see, and Hugh Branum looks like he could definitely be Slender Man.
So, I mean, I imagine we could probably be able to buy the rights to Captain Kangaroo fairly cheaply, right? Like, that's not been
done. I doubt it.
No one's, you know, done that anytime soon, so. We got to be able to buy that, turn this into a movie. I can write this. We got this. All right, go ahead.
All right. Why don't you go second?
All right. None of mine are good, but I'm just going with it.
Okay.
One that, you know, being from the country, this one comes up all the time. Cow tipping. This is not a thing.
Right.
Oh, really?
You don't go out and tip over cows. They weigh a lot of weight. You can't move them.
Oh. I thought it took like four people.
Nope. Can't be done.
My number three is also cow tipping.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, we grew up, we had cows on our farm, so...
Did anybody tip them over?
No.
You can't tip them over.
You can't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes. They're cows, dude.
It would take like 4,000 pounds of pressure to tip, you know, from the side to tip one over. Also, cows that are standing are not asleep. Like, they do lay down, so... Cows that are standing, you try and push one, it's immediately going to like shift and it'll be impossible. Like it's not a thing.
And it'll just get back up. Like there's nothing where you knock it over and it's trapped there. Like cows sleep on the ground and then stand back up.
Man, that's at least twice in the last 2 weeks that I've had something that I'm far too old to still believe dispelled for me.
I can't believe that Ray and I had the same thing come up because we did not discuss this at all.
No. No.
But man, apparently we both grew up too much in the country.
Apparently. I just assumed that was something you did on the weekends.
Wow.
When you lived in the country.
Yeah.
Thought it was comical and leisurely.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I guess Ian, go to your number two.
All right. Let's go straight to the number two then. This one is a straight up classic. It is the opening premise for the Screen films, and that's The Call is Coming from Inside the House.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, man. I'm being menaced over the phone. Cell phones weren't invented back then. I need to call the police. The police trace the call. The call is coming from inside your house, which I'm pretty sure isn't possible.
It can't be. It's off hook.
Unless you have two different phone
numbers. You can't call inside your known number.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Craig and Ray, what is your number two?
My number two is the fact that the song In the Air Tonight is about someone drowning being watched by, I just forgot his name. Phil Collins? That's his name. Yeah. You never heard this one, huh?
No.
Yeah, there's a story that it was actually Phil Collins witnessed someone drowning, and there was people there who would not help the person, and he was witness to this.
Oh.
All right, never mind. Moving on. Ray, what you got?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that's just an urban legend.
I've never heard that before. What's Phil Collins think about that?
Oh, look at that. There's a Snopes. Look at that.
Huh. Oh, it's false.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Well, yeah. Just an urban legend. So, yeah. So my number two, I was really hoping that Craig and I would not have the same number two because my number two is kind of an Ohio specific thing.
Uh-oh.
My number two is the story of the melon heads.
The lemon sour candies?
Not quite. So the Melonheads were supposedly there was a like an orphanage slash asylum. It depends on who's telling the story around the campfire at night, where Dr. Crow would was in charge of a whole bunch of kids, and he would experiment on these kids and inject them with chemicals that would cause their faces to swell and their heads to grow. And eventually, when these kids reached the age of like early teens, they revolted, killed the doctor, burned down the asylum, and now haunt the woods surrounding where the asylum used to be. And of course, this existed in whatever wooded area you were camping in.
Of course, yeah.
So yeah, they were melon heads. So then, you know, you go off into the darkness to, you know, to use, relieve yourself or whatever. And you imagine these large headed children looking around the trees at you.
Suspicious.
Right?
Old man, can you confirm or deny this claim? Ohioans. Their crazy melon head stories.
Apparently.
I don't hate it. The story, I do like the versatility of it.
The story apparently existed in Ohio, Michigan, and Connecticut. So.
Oh. Well, Connecticut.
One of those is not connected to the other two.
Right.
I get Ohio, Michigan. Those are nearby.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we got three distinct ones. Let's see if we can keep it going for the number ones. My number one is, in addition to being my all-time favorite, happens to be incredibly timely, and I love it so much because I feel like it has shaped multiple generations of parents and kids, and that is the old poison candy on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. There have been zero documented cases of razor blades and apples, poison candies, the old LSD-laced temporary tattoos that they would put on there to trick kids into taking LSD. I was like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, see,
at least it didn't happen to me, but turns out it doesn't happen to anybody. It was totally fake.
I have known too many people who distribute drugs, and they're not doing it for free. Like,
no!
No, nobody is doing that,
right.
Ever.
Like you're not there to reap the benefits. You're right. It's clear. Yes. Thank you, Ray. It's absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my favorite all-time urban legend. Poison Halloween candy. I mean, to this day, you know, every parent inspects their kids' Halloween candy. I'm sure I am no different. And by sure, I mean I am no different. And I will continue to do it at the end of this month. However... it's simply not true.
All right.
Craig.
My number one is the fact that Paul McCartney died in 1966 and was replaced with a lookalike.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I always liked that story.
Did they get his lookalike at the same place where they got the Avril Lavigne lookalike?
That's my honorable mention. Avril Lavigne is a replicant.
Same as Avril. Thanks, Brondiac. I love that. All right, yeah, So is that different from Paul is dead, or is that in conjunction with?
Yeah, I think that's the whole story. Yeah, Paul is dead. Okay. He was replaced with a lookalike. You know, now he's just a crazy old man.
I had never heard of that until I started doing research for this top three. I'd never heard that legend at all. However,
yeah, isn't that the whole purpose of the Abbey Road cover?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a whole story here about Paul being dead.
Yeah, the whole cover to the Abbey Road. Paul is dressed as someone being buried. George is dressed as someone who digs graves. John is dressed as an angel. Ringo is there.
Ringo also participated.
Ringo also participated.
So my number one is one that I actually did hear around a campfire for the first time. I don't remember how old I was, but I have come to realize that it's a classic scaring kids around the campfire kind of thing. It is the babysitter and the man upstairs, which is also Ian's number two. The calls coming from inside the house.
Oh, nice. Mm.
That one actually, you know, scared me. Like I said, I don't have any idea how old I was when I first heard it, but it was told very well by whoever told it. And yeah,
For sure. The idea that you're not safe even in your own home.
Right.
Terrifying.
Yeah, exactly.
That, coincidentally, is why I hate black-footed ferrets.
What?
Black-footed ferrets are their number one prey is groundhogs, because black-footed ferrets are lean enough to get into the groundhog burrows and continue to chase them once they've gotten to safety. I'm like, that's cheating. I hate black-footed ferrets because of that. It's the same thing with Call Came Inside the House. I made it to base. You can't tag me anymore. It's not right.
Black-footed ferret's my new hero for killing groundhogs.
Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking Ian's next Christmas present.
I hate ferrets. Don't give me a ferret, please. They smell. They're bitey. Every teenage doofus that owns a ferret named him after one of the hobbits from Lord of the Rings. No. Really?
So I would instead get Owen a ferret for Christmas. All right.
Definitely not.
Well, you got my honorable mention. Do you guys have any?
No, I did not think to put one down.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Ian, hit me with some trivia then.
Hold on, let me grab my trivia. Sorry, I was... Let me see if I can remember what I did last week and see... That's not a black-footed ferret. That's just a regular gross ferret here in the chat right now.
Sluggo did have a good one there. Me, yeah.
The Mikey died from Pop Rocks and Soda.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's not that we missed that one. It just wasn't our favorite.
Yeah, but that's an honorable mention for me.
That's a good one. I love Life cereal.
Life cereal is supposed to be good for you.
Is it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it. Let's ask Mikey. He'll eat anything.
What are the chances, Craig and or Bray, that last week I asked you the name of the tome that Caecilius pulled the ritual out of?
Yeah, that sounds like a thing.
Contact Dormammu. It's the Book of Cagliostro. The Book of Cagliostro.
Book of Cagney Lacey?
Yes. Yes, it's about Lady Cops and Dormammu.
Okay. Okay.
So while you're doing answers, should I give you TJ Jaw-Author's answer for his question?
Yes.
So the answer, I don't remember what it was, but it was like who was with, what's his name in the Power Man comics? I'm trying to remember who, what's his name was. Juggernaut? No. Oh, Sabretooth. That sounds
His trivia.
Right.
Yes, there was something.
The answer is who Sabretooth was paired up with is Constrictor. He and Sabretooth.
Black Tom. I remember that.
He and Sabretooth apparently tangled with him. It's not Black Tom.
No.
That was Juggernaut's friend.
Constrictor and Sabretooth tangled up with Luke and Danny multiple times during the run of Power Man and Iron Fist. If Ian would like to like me to draw up a couple questions for future trivia segments, send them my way. I got loads of them. So there you go. You've got a source
now. It
should
now. Be the opposite. I don't know which way your way is, but of course send them to Ray and I will be happy to read them on air. Any amount of weeks that I don't have to do the work myself, you've already sold me on whatever it is you're selling, buddy. Shut up and take my money. Oh, T-Deja. Love it. All right, let's do a trivia question that I do not enjoy. So, once upon a time, there was a movie called Endgame. And in it, there was a fat, sad Thor.
Ugh.
I'm already sorry.
Yep.
So, he's sitting around with his friends playing a video game. Do you remember what video game he was playing?
Oh, man, I should.
I will tell you next week.
All right.
In this very same segment. Again, the video game Thor was playing in Endgame when he was busy being... I wish it was Marvel Puzzle Quest. It was not. I'll let you know next week. That's trivia.
All right, then. Let's go to Willie. What you got in the mailbag?
So there is only one topic in the mailbag this week.
Oh.
And it all revolved around a mistake that I made in the production of last week's show. So apparently... When I put the show up on wherever it goes, Podomatic, and the RSS feed immediately grabs it and sends it out to every single source, I grabbed Craig's solo Audacity file instead of the actual, like, podcast file. So everybody got Craig talking to nobody. So that's what all the comments are about.
That sounds glorious.
RMF Nord.
Glorious.
RMF Nord is first. He said, went to listen to Spotify. I can only hear Craig. So it's just Craig and a lot of long stretches of silence. You've had worst episodes, but not many. Stinkbomb said, if you listen to it with the volume fairly high, you can hear Ian mumbling like a teacher from the Peanuts. Brondiac said, indeed. Just Craig's audio makes for a far different experience. Even having listened last night live, I'm lost. But you could always turn it into some kind of ARG where the listeners have to locate the other two files. NTN Deacon says, eh, it was a Craig-centric episode anyway.
Definitely they all should be.
Definitely a surreal podcast, like listening to one end of a phone call. And Norman B. said, welcome. All right, I need to not think about it and just read this off. Norman B. says, welcome to the Grumble Warrior One era of the podcast. Well, your comments made me laugh, so...
It worked for me, too. And I don't remember what order they were in, because I don't remember who you started with, but the idea that someone was listening to it with just Craig's audio closed their eyes and wished just hard enough that they imagined my voice there as well. I appreciate that. It makes me feel good. I love the game of just give them Craig's track and they can fill in their own audio with whatever else they want.
So the problem with this whole thing is as soon as you put the audio file up there, like it distributes it and it just gets all fed to every, you know, source. But the thing is, I then immediately replaced it within minutes of it going out, but it doesn't matter. Like they all buffer the first thing that they get. So they don't go back and get the update for like hours. So, yeah, I had a lot of people emailing saying, hey, you should check this. I'm like, yeah, I know, but you just can't fix it too quick. So sorry about that, everyone.
Any case, sorry.
That's all that was posted this week. So, hey, thanks, Willie.
All right. Willie, keeping it real. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
Oh, man. Let's see what's going on this week. Holy smokes. If you guys like Deadpool, have I got a deal for you. All the Deadpool that's fit to print. Let's see what's going on. Some boosted 3 stars. Gray suit is boosted, so you can use her red and green to better damage effect. Cyclops, his red and black damage to better effect. Deadpool. I feel like his whales does a little more damage as long as you don't throw all of them.
Sure.
He probably heals better if that's something you rely on. Kamala Khan, great green AoE boosted there. Better healing for her yellow. And Thanos. I assume his black does more damage. Does he do more match damage with one of his other powers? I feel like I'm totally lost on Thanos outside of Court Death because it's so much more potent than everything else.
Yeah, if it's not 5-star Thanos, I don't know what's going on.
Well, 3 stars the same situation, just less so. So 4 stars. Let's see who's boosted. America. Wasn't she just boosted like a minute ago? Where am I and what's happening? Anyway. Oh, she had to have been boosted last week. I remember seeing those puppets. This is suspicious. Anyway, her Traptile does more damage. And more damage if you have enough green. Deadpool, yet again. The 4-star variety is boosted. X-Enforcer does more countdown damage. Out of Bullets does more damage and healing all at the same time. And Countdown for what? Doing more damage.
Countdown for what?
Turn down for what?
Oh, it's because it's the anniversary season and the characters that people like are boosted. I get it. I think. I feel like that's right, because that's why that would make sense for America being boosted constantly. Because Karnak also boosted. People seem to enjoy him. I hear that he's not broken, but very effective. Better protect tiles, more red and blue damage. Rocket and or Groot are both boosted. More damage when his bomb explodes. More strike tiles, better repeater damage. Attack tile damage. Yeah, he's good for him. Oh, 2099 is boosted. Better uprising damage and better damage from his Harbinger of Heroes. And everybody's favorite 5 stars are boosted. Beta Ray Bill, Scuttlebutt dealing more damage. Clash of the Worthy dealing more damage. Defender of Two Peoples is making better protectiles. Stronger and... you guessed it, Deadpool is boosted. So, more damage from his Abyssal Blades. And, let's see. Oh, Doctor Strange. I remember him. It's great. So, more damage from his yellow... More damage from his blue crimson bands. And Ghost Rider. 5-star version is boosted. He does more damage with his Chain Whip and Judgment Day, and more damage with his Damnation.
Chain Whip? It's a cool whip.
Let's see what Samurai's up to. He is excited that this is a buffet of meta goodness in PvP. Get ready for nothing but America Karnak in the 4-star land, and Beta Ray Bill Ghost Pool in the 5-star tier.
Definitely Beta Ray Bill. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's going to be using him.
And in PvE, with all these metas boosted and a new release, be prepared for a tough fight in placement. So, yeah, no reason to harp on them. These are all good characters. Every character that's boosted seems excellent. So, there you have it. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
I think Aestheticist has a really good point. If characters that people like are buffed, why isn't Dazzler buffed?
Because she doesn't need to be buffed because she's just awesome all the time.
Zing!
Let's over to team up time. Ray, what you got?
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so this week we're going back to suggestions from Auberman. And I kind of like this one. He even has an explanation for it. So his team up this time is Dead Koyax. That's what he calls it. It is Okoye, 4-star Deadpool, and Drax. Although each of these characters has been featured before, and of course absolutely everyone works with Okoye. What makes this team stand out is how fast they can wreck many teams in the simulator. So Okoye is obviously the star. It's her black passive that is driving the force behind the team. You will want to chase team-up tiles, obviously, to make that passive power stronger. The yellow tires are probably even higher on the priority so that you can fire that power as often as possible to heal her. But she can't do all the heavy lifting. Deadpool has to bring two tools to the team. The lesser of these is his purple, Countdown for What?, which can enable you to dish out massive Okoye-boosted damage, even on the enemy's turn, should they be foolish enough to match one of your countdowns. But the big driver is his black. Whenever an ally takes a certain amount of damage, he will put out a one-turn countdown tile that deals a certain amount of damage, which will, of course, be boosted by Okoye. So why Drax? Because we're looking at the passive of his purple power, Secret Weapon, that does a small amount of damage whenever a countdown tile expires. Except, no amount of damage is small when Okoye has 5, 10, 20 team-up tiles, or team-up AP. So every time a Deadpool countdown tile goes off, Drax will tack on a second dollop of boosted damage. The only remaining trick is to take enough damage for Deadpool's passive to trigger, and if you do that, if you go up against 5-star characters, this should not be a problem. Even at level 370, Deadpool only needs to take about 2,800 damage to generate a countdown tile. And many of the recent 5-stars do that in a single match 3. But if you have a lower level Deadpool, he says he even has a 010 dupe rostered for this purpose. So he can generate these tiles more reliably. Although, I don't know, that really sounds survivable, but he says... Or, if you're going up against, say, a 5-star Wanda and Colossus, you'll get a couple of countdown tiles every turn. And once Wanda goes down, Colossus's damage reduction doesn't really apply to his powers. So, it's useful in just about every situation. Okoye, he has it at 5-5-3, though the red can be handy to remove tiles, to takes out a row. The amount of damage it does isn't really relevant to this team. Deadpool at a 3-5-5 for extra repeater tiles on his purple is better than his overpriced red. And Drax at a 5-3-5. Likely you won't fire any of his powers, but if you have to, he's the only one on this team with an active black, and Deadpool's purple is better than Drax's. So that's why he's going to be at a 5-3-5. So there you go. There's a well-thought-out team that, hey, I might try... Might try and PvP here shortly. So that's it for this week. Thanks as always to Unify.
Unify. All right, let's go OG and open up the tokens.
All right, I'm ready to go. Only going to open up one so that I don't have to keep managing my vine the way that I have been. It's a 4-star, that's optimistic. All right. It's, what's his name? Wolverine. He seems nice.
The Wolverine.
I got me 5.
I got 6.
All right. I guess I'll go.
Okay.
Number 1 is a 4-star Legion, the Michael Adjuster. Numero dos is Jubilee. 3 is also a 4. Spider-Gwen. We're sticking with the 4s and getting Negasonic. And number 5 is a Cloak and or Dagger. I managed to get some bonus shards, but they're just 4-stars, so I got nothing too exciting in that run.
All right, maybe I'll get some excitement. Oh, the first one's purple. Yeah. Shang-Chi, or River of Blows. That's nice. Number 2. Oh, it's made up by replaced with an Emma Frost. She's terrible. Mysterio, for my next trick. Ooh, another purple. Odin, Protector of the Nine Realms. Oh my god, another purple.
Wow.
Odin's Blessing.
Wow.
And the last one's a 4-star Vulture. So 3 purples out of 6. Let's see, what does that kid does? Odin is now at a 3-1-1. He's got the info. And I think I have to recruit Shang-Chi, because I don't believe I got one. Let's hit the old recruit button here. I think that's back to having me all the characters again.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yep, that gets all of them. All right.
So, speaking of that, as I continue my quest to single-handedly bring back the Dying on the Vine segment, do I go Hydra Stomper or Alligator of Mischief?
Ooh. I don't know.
The gator can go invisible, so that's always good for you.
Oh.
He's also a feeder for Heimdall. I think Hydra Stomper is a feeder for somebody as well, but I don't know who.
Too late. I already picked the alligator.
Killmonger is who he's for, so...
Yeah. Hey, all that stuff ranked up my shield rank up to 181. What are you at now? Shield rank 250?
Who, me?
No, Ray, yeah.
I'm at 208.
Ian's at like 4.
I was going to say, what level do you need to be at to play shield clearance 10?
I do not remember that.
Okay. Whatever level that is, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, 10 is where it's at, because then you can really not play that much.
Okay, if that's your goal, sure.
I play enough to get that 4-star cover reward, and then I stop at every event.
Okay.
It's fantastic. All right, so thanks as always to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on that podcast network?
Oh, the podcast network, the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can check out this and several other shows that we are working together with to bring you the best possible podcasting experience that we know how. Soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order this week?
Did I complain about bobcats?
Yes.
Did I complain about black-footed ferrets?
Yes.
Hmm. Did we talk about the Craig-only show?
Yep.
In that case, I'm good. It's
okay.
1 minute till Craig's bedtime. Let's get moving.
No, my phone already went off and told me it was 10 o'clock. So.
Well, your phone's wrong.
Well, I can't help it. The bedtime reminder is appearing on my screen. Your bedtime is set for 10 p.m. It says so right on the screen. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in again this week. Maybe you can hear the other chunks this week. I don't know. We'll see what Ray does with the files tomorrow. Comment suggestions. Shoot them Ray's way. He likes to read. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner. Buy yourself some stuff. Order those Christmas things, remember. Order early. Order often. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I'm all charged up. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night. Pretty great guys do me, and I can't care. I do, I don't, whatever. That's a horrible clue.
I know, it's only for me. That's a clue for one person.